सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै।
विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं
बादरायणम्
सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः
पुनः
पुनः श्रीचिन्मययतीशस्य गुरुं वन्दे तपोवनं तं हिमवद्विभूतिं वै ज्ञानवैराग्यरूपिणं समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं
निरतं करुणामयं
करुणामयं
नमामि
नमामि
चिन्मयं
चिन्मयं
देवं
देवं
सद्गुरुं
सद्गुरुं
ब्रह्मविद्वरं
ब्रह्मविद्वरं
सद्गुरुं
ॐ
ओम
भद्रं
भद्रं
ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः
शृणुयाम
भद्रं
पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः
पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः स्तुष्ट्वा
सुष्ठुवागं सस्तनूभिः व्यथेम देवहितं यदायुः। स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। टुडे वी विल बी डूइंग चैप्टर 3 सेक्शन 2 मंत्रा नंबर 2। सो प्लीज ओपन टू दैट चैप्टर 3 सेक्शन 2 मंत्रा नंबर 2। तो लास्ट वीक वी हर्ड फ्रॉम द ऋषि दैट दिस आत्मा मस्ट बी नोन वेदितव्य। दैट इज द ओनली थिंग दैट इज रियली नेसेसरी टू नो। एवरीथिंग एल्स दैट वी ट्राई टू फाइंड नो इन द वर्ल्ड इज ऑल ऑफ सेकेंडरी इंपॉर्टेंस। एंड इफ वी गिव अप दिस बॉडी विदाउट नोइंग आत्मा देन वी हैव वेस्टेड आवर लाइफ। दैट्स वॉट द ऋषि सेज। सो वी शुड पुट ऑल आवर एफर्ट टू नो। एंड द नेचर ऑफ आत्मा वॉज डिस्क्राइब दैट इट इज प्योर, इट इज द इल्यूमिनिंग प्रिंसिपल कॉन्शियसनेस, ऑल दैट। एंड देन इट वॉज मैंशनड दैट दोज हु हैव डिजायर्स इन द वर्ल्ड दे पुट एफर्ट, बिकॉज विदाउट एफर्ट यू कैन नॉट गेट वॉट यू वॉन्ट, वट एवर डिजायर यू हैव वर्ल्डली। एंड इफ यू सर्व अ महात्मा, अ रियलाइज मास्टर, देन हिज ब्लेसिंग्स कैन गिव यू द डिजायर। नॉट दैट द महात्मा हैज एनी डिजायर और, बट जस्ट हिज प्रेजेंस विल ब्लेस अस विथ वट एवर वी डिजायर। बट हायर देन दैट वी हैड सीन इज वन हु इज डिजायरलेस, who has no desires of the world, has reduced them tremendously. And his goal is to know Brahman, who is the support of this universe. And when he has that wish and he's desireless, his main desire is Brahman. And if he serves a Mahatma, then he goes beyond birth. That means he goes beyond birth and death, the rebirth. So the importance of company of Mahatmas was emphasized in this mantra, last two mantras. So we'll do number two. Ambika, you can. Kamanya kamayate manyamanah. कामान्य कामयते मन्यमानः
Kama bhir jayate tatra tatra.
सकामभिर्जायते तत्र तत्र।
पर्याप्तकामस्य कृतात्मनस्तु
पर्याप्तकामस्य कृतात्मनस्तु।
इहैव सर्वे प्रविलीयन्ति कामाः।
इहैव सर्वे प्रविलीयन्ति कामाः।
कामान्यकामयते मन्यमानः स कामभिर्जायते तत्र पर्याप्तकामस्य कृतात्मनस्तु इहैव सर्वे प्रविलीयन्ति कामाः। सो कामान्यकामयते मन्यमानः। सो कामान्य मीन्स सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स दैट वी डिजायर, ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ डिजायर। कामयते, वन हु डिजायर्स ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, मन्यमानः एंड कॉन्स्टेंटली ब्रूड्स एंड थिंक्स अबाउट ऑब्जेक्ट्स, देन स काम भी जायते तत्र तत्र। दैट्स वेयर द पर्सन एंड्स अप, दैट्स वेयर ही हैज अ बर्थ और दैट्स वेयर ही एंड्स अप। सो वॉट वी डिजायर दैट्स वेयर वी गो। बट वन टू पर्याप्त काम से, बट वन हु हिज डिजायर्स आर फुलफिल्ड, ही हैज नो मोर डिजायर एंड कृतात्मनः, एंड दिस पर्सन हैज नो डिजायर एंड ही हैज फुलफिल्ड हिज लाइफ पर्पस। देन टू, बट इन सच अ केस दैट पर्सन इह एव सर्वे प्रविलीयन्ति कामाः, ऑल हिज डिजायर सर्वे कामाः इहैव प्रविलीयन्ति। हियर इटसेल्फ ऑल हिज डिजायर्स आर डिस्ट्रॉयड। सो द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट thing that we have is mumukshutva, because without that the desires will not go away. Because my goal of life should be I want Brahman, I want to know Brahman, I want enlightenment, I want to become that. And one has to make conscious effort to reduce worldly desires. I want this, I want that, should be reduced to a bare minimum. You know, whatever for maintenance we need, obviously one has to do. Bhagwan says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sharir Yatra Pichate Na Prasiddhyet Akarmanah. Even to maintain this body, you have to do certain activities, get up in the morning, take a shower, have breakfast, you know, whatever we things we do, go to work. So, but beyond that, beyond the bare minimum, that's why Gurudev says, live in the minimum, create the maximum, give the entire thing to the world outside. So I should myself live in the minimum, but does not mean you work, don't work. Work, whatever you create, if you do, if you're working or have business, give it to the world outside. So that is the purpose of human birth. And there are two kinds of desires, drishta and adrishta. Drishta means whatever we see in the world, whatever I see, hear, smell, taste, touch, think, feel, whatever I want. And adrishta are heaven. You know, some people say, I don't care much about the world, but I want to go to heaven, I want to enjoy. So they fast here so they can feast over there. But even that desire, the Rishi says, should be given up. Why? Because Bhagwan again says in Bhagavad Gita, Dhyayato Vishayan Punsa Sangasteshu Pajayate, Sangat Jayate Kama, Kamat Krodho Vijayate. So he says that when you have excessive brooding over sense objects, then it creates a strong desire. With that strong desire, then your whole effort is in that direction, and if you don't get it, you get angry. And a person who is angry, who is deluded, his mind is totally gone because he's only thinking about that. And it could be anything we desire. It could be an object, could be a person, a position, whatever. But excessive desire leads to downfall. So, and wherever we desire, that's where we are born. So, like somebody says, well, I really, really want to see movies, and he couldn't see enough movies. So next life, where will he be born? He'll become a ticket clerk in a movie theater so he can watch. Or another person says, the whole world should work on my fingers. I want everyone to respond, listen to me. So next life, he'll become a traffic policeman standing there, you know, idhar jao, udhar jao. So whatever we desire, whatever we love, that's what we want and that's what we achieve. And talking about love, this man was very much in love with this girl. You know, he says, oh, I love you so much. So she says, how much do you love me? He said, I'll do anything for you. She said, anything? He said, yes. So she said, will you die for me? He said, no, mine is an undying love. So he didn't have as much as he was saying. So whatever we love, whatever we desire, like today we had that desire to hear about Mundak Upanishad. So what did we do? Tuesday, 12:30, we log in because that is our desire. Or why did we end up in Bakersfield or whichever city we are in? We were born in India, and then in my case, we came from India to New York and spent 8 years there. And then of all places, end up in Bakersfield. Why? Because I had certain desires which could not be fulfilled anywhere else. So wherever we end up, it is our prarabdha that brings us to whatever. Unfortunately, when we have desires, it can also lead to adharma, that I can do wrong things to get what I want. I can, you know, cheat others. I can, you know, do all the dishonest things. So that is the problem with desire. They said, what's wrong with desiring? Because desire can lead to wrong actions. And when a person is overwhelmed with desire, in the Upanishad, there is a word, veshtita. Veshtita means covered. So the desire is so strong that my thinking is covered. I can't think of anything else. I can't think of whatever, anything. And my whole effort, east, west, north, south, I'm surrounded with what I want, what I desire. Then such a person, because of ignorance, not knowing that he is the Atma, he gets these desires, thinking that this desire will make me complete. And then such a person goes through rebirth. You know, again, because whatever desires remain unfulfilled, then this person takes another birth. And then he has to continue his desires, whatever vasanas we have, whatever strong desires we have. So that's why they say that do not have excessive strong desire for anything. You know, in life, you have to be relaxed. So the example they give, like say these Mahatmas, you know, now if you ask Swami Chinmayananda what food would he like to eat, if you ask him whether you would like to eat idli dosa or would you like to eat paratha and paneer, he'll say idli dosa because he is born in Kerala and that's the kind of food he enjoys. But then people will say, oh, look, he has a desire. No, he doesn't have a desire. He has a preference when there is a choice. But tomorrow, if he doesn't get idli dosa and he's eating bhiksha in a Punjabi's house, he will eat. You know, it's not that he will demand that, okay, from here I want. If you start demanding, then that becomes desire. Otherwise, preference we all have. What kind of clothes, you know, we wear. A person, you know, an Indian will wear sari. A lady brought up in the West will wear a skirt. So these are preferences based on birth, based on that, but these are not desires. So one should not think that, oh, I have to have this. So the ability to be fine under all circumstances, if I get it, fine. If not, I am still fine. When you have that is the way to reduce desire. And then the Rishi says, Paryapta kamasya kritatmanatu. But one who has reduced his desire, how? Kritatmana, he has fulfilled the purpose of this birth. What is the purpose of this birth? To know I am Atma, I am Self. Bhagwan says in the second chapter also, which we just covered in our Wednesday study group, अबाउट द स्थित प्रज्ञा द वाइस पर्सन प्रजहाति यदा कामान सर्वान् पार्थ मनोगतान आत्मन्येव आत्मना तुष्टः स्थित प्रज्ञस्य तदोच्यते। ही गिव्स अप ऑल डिजायर्स अराइजिंग इन द माइंड एंड हाउ कैन ही डू दैट? आत्मन्येव आत्मना तुष्टः, वन हु हैज रीच्ड द सेल्फ विद इन, डिस्कवर्ड द सेल्फ विद इन। Discovered means I already know I am Atma, I am Brahman, I have heard many times, but have we owned up to this knowledge? If I am Atma, then can I remain the same in Raga Dvesha, not have any Raga Dvesha? No. Can I remain the same in success and failure, heat and cold, joy and sorrow? If I am Atma, then I should be able to bring the qualities of that God or Atma in my daily life. That's why when we sit with Mahatmas, you feel you are in the presence of that reality. You feel you are in the presence of Bhagwan himself. So the ability to bring that understanding into my daily life, Atmanyev Atmana Tushtaha, and he's content with being in the self, of the self, knower of the self. And you and I, we are always discontented. I want this, I want that. If I don't get this, I get angry. But a wise person is so content that if he gets, fine. If he does not get, fine. And Krita Kritya means he has accomplished the life's purpose. Kritatmanaha, that means the same thing. So the person has. Not that he is a failure, but he has found something better. Like Gurudev says, a person who has eaten a full meal, then if you give him, bread and toast, I don't want it, I'm full. Of course, till the next meal. But a wise person who lives with this knowledge, then these worldly small things are not, don't tempt him. Like if he's a millionaire and if he loses a dollar, he's not going to cry, or if he gets a dollar or loses a dollar. And Buddha described this very well, that he said there are two kinds of desires. One is tanha and one is chanda. Tanha means this excessive desire for worldly things. And he says this desire is never satisfied, no matter how much you fulfill it. Bhagwan in the third chapter, he says, Dushpurena analena cha. Just as a fire will never say enough, enough. You keep putting wood, it will take more and more and grow further. So same with this tanha, Buddha says, will never get satisfied. But if you can transfer tanha to chanda, chanda here means my desire is for the higher now. So I have given up worldly desires. All my effort is going towards the truth. And again, that may start as a desire, but ultimately this person even goes beyond that desire. That means ultimately even the desire for realization, he gives up. And so that is the progress, and that is how we need to progress in our life. And next two mantras are negation, that how can the Atma not be obtained? So far, Rishi has told us how to get this Atma, this consciousness. Sharad, you have this book? The mantra, next one.
Yes.
Nayam Atma Pravachane Nalabhyaha.
Nayam Atma Pravache
Na Medhaya Na Bahuna
Nalabhyaha.
यमे वैश्यवृणुते तेन लभ्यः
Nalabhyaha.
तस्यैष आत्मा विवृणुते तनुं स्वाम्।
तस्येष आत्मा विवृणुते तनं स्वाम्।
सो ऋषि सेज ना अयम आत्मा, अयम मीन्स दिस आत्मा, दिस सेल्फ, द कॉन्शियसनेस, यू कैन कॉल इट एज भगवान, भगवान विद इन। Atma is the same because there is one Atma, which is the same as Brahman, which is the same as God, cannot be obtained by pravachana, by giving talks. So a person who thinks that can give atma by giving talks, no, you cannot get it. Love here. Now medhaya, we say, how about if I listen and I memorize a lot of shlokas, I can chant the whole 15th chapter. So not even by that. Na bahuna shrutena, and even by listening to discourses, you cannot get it. So he said, then why are we sitting here listening? You know, every Tuesday we could be having lunch and taking a nap. So he says, not by these three, yam, eva, esha, vrinute, one who chooses this atma exclusively, tena labhyaha. So you have to choose it exclusively. And tasya esha atma vivrunute tanum swam. Then that atma reveals itself to you. You can say atma, you can say Bhagwan, you can say Brahman, consciousness. They are all words mean the same. So again, the point is not that one should not listen to talks, one should not memorize shlokas, not one should not give discourses if you have the ability, but those will not be useful unless you have mumukshutvam. Why am I listening? Because I want mumukshutvam. Not, oh, by time, just for time pass, theek, I have nothing else to do, let me go and listen. Or, you know, or reading again, you know, or I listen to talks and I collect a lot of CDs. Nowadays we don't, but in the olden days, people used to have piles of books, piles of CDs. It's good to collect them. We're not saying anything wrong. Good to go listen to discourses. But all of them should be done with the idea that I want mumukshutvam. I want liberation. And I have to constantly increase my desire for that. That then it is fruitful. Otherwise, collecting all these things will not help. And so listening, you know, all the contemplating, all those things help. But again, that should be done with the idea of mumukshutvam. And say, they say there are four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. So dharma is the right conduct, artha is wealth, kama is sense pleasures. So these are the main desires that we have. You know, we want to work so we can get more money, we can enjoy more things. And then moksha is the fourth one that we put in the back burner. You know, baad mein kabhi time hoga, to I'll do it, I'm too busy. But they say there is actually only one purusharth, and that is moksha. Dharma, artha, kama are not worth pursuing because they are temporary. And whatever is temporary, whether you get wealth or whether you get a person or you get a sense desire, sense pleasure, whatever is temporary will go away and will create sorrow. So that's why they say ek hi purushart, out of those four, you should pick one. Moksha and dharma, artha, kama, yes, as we mentioned, you know, you need to, but that should not be my main focus. So the first three are called apara. They are called lower desires. And moksha is para. It is the higher desire. So even whole in this whole Mundaka Upanishad, the Rishi had said there is apara vidya and para vidya. Apara means the with knowledge of the world. Para is the highest knowledge. So that should be my purpose. And if I do that, that is one, and I choose Atma exclusively. I mean, that alone is my purpose in this life. And then they said, for such a person, Atma chooses, or you can say God chooses. So they say, but God, if God chooses some people to reveal this knowledge and others to not reveal, then God is partial. He's doing preference, partiality. No. God's grace is always available for all of us. God's blessings, God's grace are always available. But one who is qualified will be able to tap into that grace. If you don't have the proper qualification, that's why they say sadhan chatushtaya, you know, vivek, vairagya, shat sampatti, mumukshutvam. So these sadhan chatushtaya make you qualified. And then this knowledge is always available. Bhagavan's grace is always available. He's It's like the sunlight is always available, but if you keep your windows covered, your house will be dark. You have to open your windows. So same way, open your mind to this knowledge. Gurudev describes it beautifully in his commentary. He said, either the river can go to the ocean or the ocean can accept the river. The idea is the same. The river has to become one with the ocean. So, and river has to qualify. That means she has to put all the effort to come close to the ocean. So similarly, you and I have to put sincere, constant effort and develop vairagya, detachment. And that's this whole, these today's mantras are emphasizing vairagya. And then medhaya, not by memory. So what it means is that memorization, we are not saying you should not memorize the shlokas, but this memorization should be done so that this knowledge I can retain. Like what happens, we listen in this class and we go out and, you know, an hour later we don't remember what was said. Next day, though, definitely, you know, it's gone, completely gone. The idea being that this knowledge I should retain so that tomorrow, if I have problems in my life, this knowledge should help. Raga, dvesha, bhaya, all these, you know, difficulties arise. And they say, but Atma is always with us. Don't you say Atma is always with us, always? Then why do you say I have to know Atma, reach Atma? Because Atma is with us, but we don't derive benefit from it. It's like I'm traveling in India. I have rupees in my pocket and I forgot. And then I need to take a rickshaw. And you say, oh, I don't have rupees. So I walk 1 mile, 2 miles in the heat. And then I forget, Are yaar, I had the, you know, I had kept the money safely in a inside pocket so it doesn't get stolen. And I completely forgot. So same way, even though Atma is with us, we don't get the benefit of it, which I also talked in the first mantra. And in the Chandogya Upanishad, it is said very beautifully in towards the end of Chandogya, na anyat pasyati, na anyat shrunoti, na anyat vijanati, sa bhuma bhumaiva sukham, na alpe sukham asti. It's a very, very powerful mantra. He says, a person who is seeking the higher, then he na ashyat anyat pasyati. Then nothing else interests him. He doesn't see anything, he doesn't hear anything, he doesn't know anything else. And that alone is infinite. That is bhuma. That is the infinite. Where in that situation, the person has only one goal in mind and person has one achievement. And bhumaiva sukham. And then only, see, in temporary things will get temporary joy. If you want permanent joy, find in permanent. You can say permanent is Bhagwan or permanent is Atma. It is the same thing. Atma is within and all pervading. Bhagwan is everywhere, including within me. And so that seeking and that achievement will give you permanent joy, because na alpe sukham asti, whatever in this world you achieve will give us temporary joy and will lose it. And then people say, you know, I have been listening to Vedanta for so long, I have been talking to Mahatmas, but I don't see change, I don't see improvement in myself. Or people come and say, Are you have been going for these lectures for 5 years, you are still the same. You say, what do you mean still the same? He says, you still get angry. He said, what do you mean? I don't get angry. So we don't see the benefit. So if you, they say, if you don't see the benefit, sharpen your seeking. Seek with more intensity. We are on the right track. If we are sitting down, listening to discourses, reading good books, contemplating, just sharpen it, make it stronger. And then this, you will see this benefit of this knowledge. So we'll do the last one. Gulshan ji, you have this?
Thank you.
Okay, it's number 4. Nayamatma balahinena labhyah.
Na ayam atma balhin labhyo.
न च प्रमादात् तपसो व्याप्य लिंगात्।
न च पर प्रमादात् तपसो वाप्य लिंगात्।
एतैरुपायैर्यतते यस्तु विद्वान्।
यतते यस्य तु विद्वान्।
तस्यैष आत्मा विशते ब्रह्मधाम।
तस्यैष आत्मा विशते ब्रह्मधाम।
टुगेदर नायमात्मा बलहीनेन लभ्यः न च प्रमादात् तपसो वाप्यलिङ्गात्। एतैरुपायैर्यतते यस्तु विद्वान् तस्यैष आत्मा विशते ब्रह्मधाम। सो अगेन ऋषि इज गोइंग विद दैट सेम आइडिया, न आयम आत्मा लभ्य। नाउ यू कैन नॉट गेट द आत्मा, ही सेड, फर्स्ट बाय लिसनिंग रीडिंग, अनलेस यू हैव द राइट मुमुक्षुत्वम। हियर ही सेज बलहीनेन, वन हु डज नॉट हैव स्ट्रेंथ। सो यू से ओके, देन आई नीड टू गो टू द जिम एंड स्टार्ट लिफ्टिंग वेट्स टू नो आत्मा। That's not what they mean. Not by weak people. Nacha pramada, and pramada means one who doesn't care. I don't have any interest in this, knowledge. I just want to eat and drink and enjoy my life. So pramada, who has no interest. Then tapasa, who does excessive tapasa, torturing the body. Va api alingat. Alingat means who does not have linga. So we'll talk about what is this linga. And then in the second and third and fourth line, it says Vidwan. Vidwan means the wise person. Wise person does not mean he's enlightened, has the highest knowledge, but he's sincerely pursuing and studying this knowledge, and he has some understanding. So etaihi upayaihi. So with the right type of effort, he puts in this direction, sincere effort in this direction, then tasya esha atma, then this atma vishate brahma dhamma, then he attains atma, which is the brahma dhamma, which is the abode of Brahman. So here strength does not mean physical strength or lifting weights, but mental strength, where I am convinced of this knowledge and nobody can deviate my thinking. Does not mean that he's a useless person, doesn't do anything. Again, in the third and fourth line, Rishi says he puts in special effort. And as we said, tapasa, excessive tapas, torturing the body, fasting too much, not sleeping, some amount of self-control tapas is good. One should get up early in the morning, meditate, do some puja, all those morning activities, start the day with that, and daily do some, reading, studying, all those things are done. And also some amount of fasting, self-control is good if that's what, you're interested in, but it should not be done to the point of you make your body weak. Then alingat. What is this linga? Linga means indicator. So, like if there is smoke on the mountain, what is that a linga of? Fire. That there is a fire in the trees, and that's why I see smoke. Or when you see Shiva linga, when you see the linga of Bhagavan Shiva, that reminds you of that supreme reality, Brahman, that supreme Lord Shiva, who is in this. Linga represents the formless aspect. So here, linga means sannyas, means orange clothes. So people think that to attain Atma, to attain Brahman, you have to grow your beard long, don't cut your hair, wear orange clothes, and just wander from here to there, go to the forest. Well, rare people may have that desire and they may take sannyas, in a young age. Like our Mahatmas, our Swamijis go to Chinmaya Mission to Bombay to learn. But for people like us to think that only by that type of clothes or that type of appearance, so linga means that indicator that only that person will achieve is wrong, because we have so many examples. They give the example of Indra, who was the king of gods, who went to his teacher and studied for 99 years, and he attained enlightenment. Then Gargi was a householder. She was a wife, and she was a great scholar, and she argued with lot of great scholars of Vedanta. She herself composed, mantras in the Upanishads and has done a lot of work. What it means is Janak Maharaj. Janak Maharaj was a king, lived in the palace, had so many wives and so much money and all. But they say he was Videhi, he was an enlightened master. So idea is that Atma should be my main support. Atma should be my strength, Atma should be my goal, and Atma should be my means. So my means is spirituality, my goal is spirituality, and that is my support, that is my strength. And then such a person does not depend on worldly supports. Because when I acquire too many worldly things, then what happens? I get ego, ahankar. So worldly desire should be reduced, and the desire for Atma should be strengthened. And the other one is pramada. Pramada means I don't care. So if you want something, you put in all your effort, like a child going to medical school. He or she is told that, look, for next several years, you need to completely think about medicine or engineering or law or whatever. Anything you want to achieve, you have to make that your number one priority. So this has to become his number one priority. And spirituality should not take a back seat in our life. Spirituality should be our main goal. And a special appearance is not necessary. Yeah, but somebody who wants to take sannyas, as we mentioned, he's very sincere about it. And as we see our Swamijis, they have given up the world at age 25 or 26. And they have next 30, 40, 50 years they spend in serving the mission, in getting the knowledge. It helps them. But for you and me, we have to, while doing our duties, we have to. And another thing, another meaning of sannyas, we should mentally have sannyas. Physically, you can't give up the world, put on orange clothes, go to the forest. But mentally, what it means is I have no other options. See, we think, "Arey, if I don't get this, I'll get that." No, I don't have any other option in this life. This alone, once having heard this Upanishad, one should develop a very strong that nothing else in this life is important. And whatever life I have, how many years I have, it doesn't matter. Let me make that my goal and complete commitment to this cause. And complete surrender to Bhagwan. See here, when they say what upaya one should do, one should put our effort and then say, "Okay, Bhagwan, I am putting my effort. You also do something. So I will do what I can." And then we ask Bhagwan for help. And this kind of knowledge one does not lose. And we should pray for freedom. We say, "Bhagwan, we pray for so many other things." Mainly, they say, pray for liberation. And the point is that once having got this knowledge, then one should be so firmly abiding in this knowledge that nothing else can shake me. So, complete abidance, complete. There is this beautiful bhajan, Payo ji maine Ram Ratan Dhan Payo. I have found the jewel of Bhagwan Sri Ram's name. Kharche na khukte vako, chor na lute, din din badat savayo. He says, once I find this jewel of Bhagwan Sri Ram's name and this wealth of Bhagwan Sri Ram's name, the more I use it, the more it grows. See, in the world, if you have worldly wealth, the more you use it, it becomes less. But here, the more I use Bhagwan's name, it increases. Not only that, but nobody can take it from me. Once you have that firm abidance in the truth, then there may be problems in life, joys and sorrows, success and failure. And then we always say, oh God, I have been doing so much. I have been going to the temple. I have been praying. I have been studying. But why do problems come? See, problems will come to everybody based on our prarabdha, based on our karmas. But one who has understood this and abides in this and puts sincere effort. See, one of the very important qualities of a spiritual seeker is sincerity, where they say daily effort should be made and for a long period of time, as we are, most of us are retired or close to retirement, we should spend more hours in the day, you know, because everybody has 24 hours. How much time we spend in sleep, how much time we spend in internet, in the TV, in eating, drinking, all those things. Of course, we need to spend time, but as much as possible, I have to put effort and all body, mind, and intellect, BMI. So with the body, I should serve Bhagwan, I should read, I should study, I should try to contact Mahatmas. Then with the mind, I should develop love for God and love for all. And with the intellect, the right understanding. And with this understanding, when I have, then I see oneness. See, oneness can only come when you have right understanding. If you know that I am Atma, I am Self, then Atma is infinite. So I am infinite. You know, Sabhuma, Bhumaiva Sukham. We just heard that. So there is a famous story of Ramakrishna Paramhans, where he was standing by the river bank and watching, and a boat came, and there were two boatmen on the boat, and they were waiting to take customers, and something happened, and they started fighting with each other, and the customers had not yet come. And one boatman was stronger, and he beat the other man really badly. And Ramakrishna was very disturbed by this beating, and he went home. And his devotees saw his back had all the marks of the beating. What one boatman had done to another, that's, I mean, he felt it is coming to me. So that is oneness, where other person's sorrow is my sorrow, other person's joy is my joy. So for this, again, as we said, you know, Ramakrishna Paramhans was married too. He was a, you know, a pujari. But he had complete commitments. So putting full effort and taking the example of all these wise people, you know, like Indra, Gargi, Janak Maharaj. Of course, the Mahatmas we have to be inspired by, but sometimes we feel that we may not be as qualified, you know, a linger. So that's why. And having continuous abidance in this truth, mumukshutvam, and no other means. And I have to increase my urge. I have to increase my searching. And when that happens, then you will get what you want. And make that your main goal. Make that your main support. And mumukshutvam is very, very important. Of course, vairagya is important. Some people say vairagya. But ultimately, all of these will not work if you don't have mumukshutvam. You can get the knowledge. You can get all the shat sampatti, control of mind, control of body, you know, shraddha, faith in the guru, faith in the teachings, clear understanding of this knowledge, withdrawal from. But until you have this intense desire for liberation, they say there are three kinds of mumukshutvam: manda, madhyama, and tivra. Manda means theek hai, you know, if I get it in this life, fine. If not, some other life. You know, then madhyama is, yeah, I am moving along, and somewhere on the road, if I find is Bhagwan, I'll say it's okay. And tivra is, I want it right now, here, in this life, not in any future life. Just like when your hair is on fire, you don't say, I will put out this fire next life, or next year, or next month, you immediately run to the water and put out the fire. So same way, that amount of intense mumukshutvam, is required. And Bhagwan's grace, we have to invoke regular pujas, regular prayers, and remembering God at all times. Because His grace is always available, we just have to make our mind open to that. And so reducing desires will only happen when I can abide in the self, when I know I am Atma. Otherwise, one after the other, you try to give up desires, you try to reduce vasanas. That is good, you can do that. But when you abide in the self, then this knowledge will go away. And this Guruji used to give the very nice example that, you know, you fulfill one desire, other one comes up. Because the more you fulfill desire, it keeps arising like a, you know, Kleenex paper. You pull one, the second one is ready. You pull the second one, third one. So one after the other, you can fulfill desires, but that is a never ending. And ultimately, one has to find joy within. Then the world, whether it gives me anything or doesn't give me anything, I am undisturbed. So all that is covered. We talked about vairagya, we talked about self-control, control of the mind, all those things, and right knowledge. And so basically the sadhana chatushtaya one should constantly remember. And then the mumukshutvam is what we emphasized maximum today. We have a few minutes. Anybody has any comments, questions? Yeah, Sharad, go ahead.
Does the river culminating with the ocean represent Savitunirvikalpa?
Yeah, and becoming merging with that. Yes. So I put my effort and I come to the river, puts all her effort to come to the ocean, and then she merges in that. Yes.
And is the help from the guru or God one and the same? In that context?
Yeah, help from God. Guru is the one that gives us this knowledge that makes us aware that God is, that is our goal. So Guru,
no, that's not what I mean. What I mean is that
I'm sorry, go ahead. What?
Yeah, so you know, we talk about there's nothing that I can do at a certain stage after Savikalpa, no matter what how I try. So we need the grace of a different entity.
Yes.
So that entity is that Guru and God one and the same.
No, it's God. Guru can show us the path, but Guru cannot put his hand on your head and give you enlightenment. You the effort we have to put. Guru will give us the right knowledge, will guide us, but ultimately you have to seek the grace of the totality.
Thank you.
And you have to surrender where you say, God, I cannot do anything. Even in meditation, you cannot reach enlightenment. You can reach that spot where your mind is quiet and then you just wait for the truth to reveal itself. That's what it says. Tasya Atma Vishate Brahmadam. Then Atma or Brahman or God reveals himself to you, reveals itself to you. So that is Bhagwan is always ready, but our problem is we do not come close to the ocean. Ocean is always ready for the river, but the river has to put her effort from the mountain, struggle, go through all. So ocean is ever ready to receive. Ocean does not say, oh, enough, enough, I have enough water. That is so that's why. So yeah.
They also give the example of heat. You know, when it's cold, heat is there, but you keep complaining it's cold, unless you go near the heat and, you know, sit there and
right.
make an effort.
Right. You can go near the fire. Fireplace is there, but you have to go sit near. The same way Bhagwan is, grace is there. We just have to go near and make ourselves available. Available, that is very important, that I have to make myself available to Bhagwan.
Thing in Katha Upanishad we have, if you he chose alone, you
right.
choose who.
Yeah, the same mantra is in Katha Upanishad also. One who chooses Atma alone,
yeah,
Esha Vrinute, chooses Atma alone, then Atma blesses him. Here also it is the same. Yam eva esha vrinute. That alone I want. Tena labhyah. You will get if you choose that exclusively.
Just
If
like
you say,
Nachiketa.
yeah, like Nachiketa, he says, I want answer to my question. Yamraj told him, you can become the king of the whole earth, and you can live as long as you want. You'll be healthy, your children, grandchildren, all the horses, elephants. He says, you keep the horses, keep the elephants, keep the dancing girls, keep your kingdom, because all of those are temporary. And he had absolute vairagya. He said, you can keep whatever you want. I'm not interested in those, because they are not permanent. And will they give me that ultimate knowledge? Yamraj says no. He said, then forget it. So no matter how many temptations, Yamraj was not trying to discourage him, but to test him, see if the student is sincere. And Nachiketa passed all the tests. And Yamraj was so pleased, they say that in the Kathopanishad, that he very cheerfully gave him the highest knowledge of the Kathopanishad. So the same mantra, Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhya, it comes in the Kathopanishad also. So sometimes the same mantras will appear in different Upanishads, where if the rishi feels that this mantra fits in my teaching, they don't have a copyright that, oh, I cannot. This knowledge is freely available. That's why Gurudev again gave this knowledge to anyone and everyone. People used to tell him, oh, you are teaching this to criminals and the business people who are crooked and who are dishonest. You are giving this knowledge to the unworthy. It should be given to those who are, sincere. So Gurudev says, who will come to a doctor? The sick one. A healthy one will not come to a doctor. So these people who have come to me, they are sick in the sense they are spiritually corrupt, materially they are into so much, but they are the ones who will benefit. So he never turned away anybody. He said, this knowledge is free, it's available. Let anybody who wishes come and get it. And that's how we follow, Pujya Gurudev's example, how he guided us and how to teach this knowledge and all the books that he wrote and commentaries and everything. Anything else? Anybody has any questions, doubts? Okay, we'll end here. Next week we'll continue. I think there are 2 more weeks, 4, 5, 6. No, sorry. 5, 6, 7, and 8, 9, 10, 11. In 2 weeks we'll finish this Mundak Upanishad, and then in the 3rd week I will try to summarize the entire teaching of this Upanishad in 1 hour, some of the high points. So in 3 weeks, we'll finish study and then we'll look for some other text. I think Veda Sara Shiva Stotram, that's the one I'm thinking to do next. I'll let you know where it is and all that. Probably that's the one we'll do. Okay, we'll end. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Thank you so much. Hari Om.